With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump says he'll impose a global 10% tariff as an alternative to the Supreme Court ruling yesterday.
Now I'm going to go in a different direction, probably the direction that I should have gone the first time, but I read the language. I'm very good at reading language, and it read our way 100%, but now I'll go the way I could have gone originally, which is even stronger than our original choice.
President Trump is also still mulling his options for a possible military strike against Iran.
Yeah, the president said yesterday 10 to 15 days is a clear deadline or a red line. And if they don't comply, bad things will happen, his words. Of course, they were negotiating in Geneva at the Oman embassy. Our case is that we don't want them to ever have a nuclear weapon because it would destabilize not only that region, but much more broadly.
Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. All truckers and bus drivers will have to take their commercial driver's license tests in English as the Trump administration expands its aggressive campaign to improve safety in the industry and get unqualified drivers off the road. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy announcing the latest efforts yesterday to ensure that drivers understand English well enough to read road signs and communicate with law enforcement officials. Earlier in the week, the Transportation Department said over 500 driving schools should be closed because they failed to meet basic safety standards. Officials are working to lower the risks of more deadly slides by setting off controlled explosions in the area where an avalanche struck in California's Sierra Nevada Tuesday. The work yesterday was meant to make it possible for crews to safely recover those that were killed and missing. This is SRN News. Christians and Muslims band together in Nigeria.
Leaders of both faiths met in Washington, D.C. this month to urge the international community to help the fight against Muslim terror in their country. The leaders accused their own government of doing little to stop the attacks by Muslim terrorists in Nigeria, which have primarily targeted Christians but also affect the Shia Muslim community. Tens of thousands of Christians have been killed by various Muslim terror groups over the past decade. Michael Harrington reporting.
The same travertine quarries near Rome that the Caesars used to build the city are still being dug out today, providing the coveted rock to build a new generation of houses of worship around the world. Travertine is prized by architects because it's strong, plentiful, and can withstand any number of climatic and environmental assaults. The fact that many ancient buildings made of the same stone are still standing provides kind of a 2,000-year guarantee for purchasers. Churches particularly interested these days, and some synagogues using it too. This is SRN News. A Portland, Oregon company is recalling nearly 3.4 million pounds of frozen chicken and fried rice products sold at Trader Joe's stores and in Canada because they may contain pieces of glass.
No injuries have been reported. The fried rice is produced by Ajinomoto Foods North America in Portland, Oregon. It's sold in 20-ounce plastic bags. The effective packages have best sell dates of September 8th through November 17th, 2026. And the establishment number inside the USDA mark of inspection is P18356. Customers are being asked to throw out the product or return it to where it was purchased. I'm Donna Water.
The 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has cleared the way for a Louisiana law requiring displays of the Ten Commandments in public schools to take effect. The full court voted 12-6 to lift a block placed on the law that a lower court first issued 2 years ago. More details at srnnews.com.